What is up today, community? Hope you're having a fantastic day. My name is Colton Trout, the founder and CEO of the Today community, here to help you crush your goals more consistently by crushing them on a daily basis. Y'all, if you like the sound of that, make sure you smash that subscribe button. Go leave a five-star review wherever you're listening to this podcast. Share it with a friend because sharing is caring. Y'all, it has been a hot minute since we have uploaded a podcast, but we are super excited to come back. We've actually got a series of guests that we are bringing on, and we are kicking it off with it's going to be one of my favorite guests that I'll probably ever bring onto the show. That is a gentleman that I have been following for years and actually applying what he has coached and taught into my business and seeing astronomical results with for the past several years. And it's something that I'm always encouraging other people to implement into their business and into their life, just in general, for better results, happier life, the whole nine yards, right? But without further ado, y'all, let me introduce you to Dr. Noah St. John, the father of affirmations. Dr. Noah, why don't you go on and introduce yourself a little bit, tell a little bit about what you do, and, you know, how did you create up with, like, come up with the affirmations?
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Colton. That's a wonderful introduction, and I'm certainly thrilled that my work has helped you and benefited you, and you have been sharing my, you know, my teachings with your folks and, you know, your clients as well. And so, yeah, I'm Dr. Noah St. John. I'm an executive coach, a business strategist. I am a peak performance, you know, growth coach and consultant, and a keynote speaker, and also the author of 24 books. And yes, I am known as the father of affirmations. And no, we're not saying something wrong. We're saying something that I invented. This is one of my 24 books called The Book of Affirmations. And so, yes, we're saying a new word for some of you listening. This is a new word that you never heard of before. Affirmations, affirmations. And you go to affirmations.com and learn more about that. Or just Google Noah St. John affirmations and you'll learn all about it. So yeah, I 26 years ago now, I actually was in the shower when I discovered this life-changing transformational method that now over 2 million people around the world have used to make more money, to grow their business, to find love, to lose weight, to really transform their lives in very powerful and, you know, just life-changing ways. And so what I discovered is the way to change your subconscious belief patterns is not with the typical affirmations, right? We've been taught for, you know, well over a century that, you know, the way to change your beliefs and thereby change your life is to use these statements or affirmations. That's what we've been told for, you know, centuries. And in 1997, I realized that that doesn't work very well. And the reason I knew that is because I've been doing it for years and years and years. And it never worked at all for me. In fact, I just ended up more frustrated than before. And so in April 1997, I was in the shower. I call it the shower that changed everything. And I actually made this discovery when I realized that the human mind responds automatically to empowering questions. And so I created a methodology that I call the affirmations method. And as I mentioned, you know, over 2 million people all around the world are using them every single day. And, you know, my stated mission here at my company, successclinic.com, is to raise humanity's consciousness one question at a time. And so that really is our mission and something that I, you know, get to do every day and, you know, talk to great people like you.
Love that. And I love too the focus on questions. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's something as a society, especially in today's world and today's economy, we have lost the art of asking good questions. We've lost some curiosity. I think there is a group out there that are kind of recognizing this and radicalizing it a little bit more. We're like, hey, we should be asking more questions. But I love how we can ask ourselves questions and that can radically change the way that we're showing up in the world in general. So,
well, what I want people to realize is that every human being is already using my affirmations method. Every one of the 8 billion humans on this planet right now are already using my affirmations method. There's only two problems. Number one is most people, of course, don't know they're doing this. And number two, most people are asking really lousy questions, right? But they don't know they're doing this. They're doing this unconsciously or subconsciously. So let me give you an example. So an example of a disempowering question would be, why can't I do anything right? How come my business isn't growing? Why can't I get more patients or clients or customers? Why am I so fat? How come I can't lose weight? Right? You see, I'm asking these questions. Now, when you ask a question, you get an answer. So if you're asking lousy questions, you get lousy answers. And that creates a lousy life. So using my affirmations method, and this is one of the essences of my discovery that I, you know, made over 26 years ago now, and I've been teaching ever since, you know, in all my books and coaching and, you know, whether it's one-on-one coaching or group coaching or, you know, keynote speeches, everything that I do, it really comes down to the fact that we have the power to ask empowering questions. And see, that's the key, is that when you're asking a disempowering question, like the examples that I just gave you, you are in fact disempowering yourself. You are taking away your own inner power. And so using my affirmations method, it gives you your power back. I'll give you an example of this. I was, talking with one of my clients, and she's a network marketer, network marketing professional, and she's making about $5,000 a month in her business. Her name's Sheila from California, and she was doing well, but she'd spent lots of money and lots of time and effort going to all the seminars, all the different programs and gurus out there, and you know, she was making about $5,000 a month. Now, $5,000 a month, nothing, you know, to be ashamed of. No, it's nothing bad, but she knew she could do a lot more. And she had worked really, really hard, but just couldn't break through that income ceiling, right? I call it the income ceiling syndrome. You just keep hitting your head on that ceiling, no matter what you do. So I taught her my affirmations method and, you know, that my other parts of my program, the full name of it is called the Power Habits System. So the affirmations are one of the power habits that I teach. So anyway, I taught her this, you know, in one of our group coaching sessions. And in less than 12 months, using my power habits system and my affirmations method, she actually went from making $5,000 a month to making $75,000 a month. A month, not a year, a month. So that's a 15 times increase in less than a year, 1,500%. And not only that, she said, Noah, not only am I making so much more money and, you know, I'm taking my family on all these amazing vacations and doing all these great things, I have more time now making $75,000 a month than I was making $5,000 a month. So not only are you making more money, you also get your life back. So that's what's so awesome when you start to use these power habits and use my affirmations method, you make more money and you have more time.
Yeah. Which I mean, like in today's world, that's what everybody wants. Exactly. They want to have more freedom. They want to have more time and they would love to have more money.
You got it. Well, that's what's nice about it is it's the opposite of the hustle and grinders, right? I call them the hustle and grinders, right? Hey, the way to make more money, just work your face off, work 16, 18, 20 hours a day, and don't see your family, don't take vacations. I'm like, how is that a life? What? Where are you? What? How is that good? You know, okay, great, we're making more money, but why? What is the point of that? You know, I want a life. And most people agree with me, you know. I mean, hey, if you like the hustle and grind, then, you know, go to it. But I'm like, good God, don't you want a life too? That's the beauty of it. If you don't have these systems in place, you're basically forced to work your face off, which is what, you know, like Sheila and pretty much everybody who comes to me or hires me as a coach, whether it's one-on-one or group coaching, that's what they're forced to do. But that's only because no one has taken the time to show them these systems and help them implement it. And then that's when you get that hockey stick growth, right? You know, you're going along like this and all of a sudden, you know, boop, you put these and then, rah, you know, just go through the roof. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's really kind of funny when I'm talking with clients or I'm talking with people and I ask them questions like, you know what I'm talking about when I say the roller coaster of business, right? Everybody's like, yes, oh my gosh, it drives me nuts. 1 month it's great, 1 month it's really crappy. And like, it just ebbs and it flows and it's always up and it's always down. And I was like, well, you know why that is, right? And they're like, what are you talking about? And it's when they're getting in that habit of that hustle culture and they're taking all of the wrong priorities. They have zero systems or processes inside of their business. And then their mindset is so focused and they keep repeating those questions of like, man, why does this suck? Why is my business always an up and down? And why is it always a struggle? And then it's just like, oh, you're creating it. And you're not even realizing that you're always doing it. You know, you said a really key word right there, system.
Mm-hmm.
Like the affirmations is a system.
That's right.
It is not just like this is awesome. Like this is a system to be duplicated and repeated day in, day out to create the life of your dreams, to create the business of your dreams, create that seven-figure income, that six-figure income, that dream business, that dream lifestyle, like all of it. But it takes those systems. So when you were developing the affirmations as a system, and then, you know, you have written 24 books. So you've created, I know, a lot of systems. And then your newest book, The Seven-Figure Expert, that's taken a bunch of systems. How have you been consistent with all of your systems? What do you think it's like really maximize that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just a very systematic person and a very step-by-step person. And what's so sad and funny about that is that I paid all those marketing gurus over $500,000. You know, when I started my company, successclinic.com, I was living in a 300 square foot basement apartment in Massachusetts with $800 to my name and a book on HTML. So I had nothing. I had no money, no marketing, no sales, no business experience. If you remember being online in the 90s, you're probably too young, but you know, for the folks listening, if you remember, you know, the right, you know, I mean, it was like,
remember a little bit of it,
dial up and everything. I mean, it was trying to build a house with a rock and some sticks. So, you know, we had nothing. But the point is that, you know, I had a dream to help people, to make a difference, because I had discovered these nuances, these things that no one was talking about. And I knew that because I'd read every book and I'd spent all this money going to all these seminars, and they weren't talking about these things. They were talking at a very surface level, right? Like motivation is very surfacey. You know, come on, get motivated. You can do it. Set your goals. I'm like, well, what is it you want me to do, right? You can do it. Well, what's it? You know? And they never answered that question. They never said what it is. I'm like, it's like a black box there. You know, it's this hidden thing that they never tell you. And so that's why it was so frustrating, because I spent all that time, money, and effort with basically nothing to show for it. So when I had these discoveries, epiphanies, having studied it for so many years, and I went, oh my gosh, this is everything they left out. And so now what happens is people hire me to coach them, whether it's one-on-one or group coaching or even as a keynote speaker. And, you know, after they've gone to all the gurus and they're still hitting that income ceiling, like I was talking about, and I'm like, well, because they left out all the good stuff. That's why. You know, they told you basically, you know, 10%, which isn't wrong. So basically, like if I say to you, come on, Colton, you can do it. You know, get motivated, believe in yourself. And you're like, oh, okay, well, yeah, that was great. But you didn't really say anything, you know, so, but that's what they do. And they basically, they didn't say anything wrong, but they also didn't say anything that was helpful. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I come in. I fill in all those huge gaps that they leave. And that's why, you know, my clients double, triple, quadruple their income in a very, very short amount of time. And, you know, one of the things I'm known for is helping people make more in just 12 weeks than they did in the past 12 months, while also winning their lives back, literally winning back 1 to 3 hours per day and 4 to 8 weeks per year. You know, like my client Sheila, I was just talking about, I mean, 15 times, a 1500% increase in less than a year, and having more time.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, oh my gosh. And all of that is system driven. It's really awesome.
Yeah. No, absolutely love that. You're touching on something that I get really radical about when I'm coaching somebody or I'm talking to somebody in general, is the half truth versus the full truth. There are so many times when we're scrolling through social media, we're listening to a guru or a coach, and they're giving us this half truth. It's that 10%, that little partial, like, yes, it's true in certain circumstances, in certain situations, with certain people.
Right.
And then there's so much more depth to it. And if we don't ever get that depth, we can never actually create what it is they're talking about creating that we desire to create. So it's that half truth versus that full truth. And I mean, you're an expert in like, hey, we're going to cut the shit. We're going to go from half truth. I'm going to give you the full truth on how to actually create something that is sustainable, duplicatable, and genuinely has a real lasting effect within your business and within your life.
That's right.
As you know, you keep saying with like your clients and with Sheila and her testimony and everything, and then, you know, even from my own personal life, right? You also mentioned too, talking about how making more money in 12 weeks than in 12 months. You know, that is something like with the Today's Today community, like we have, like I've created the 10 steps to mastering 6 figures and 10 steps to mastering 7 figures. 10 things to do every single day. And if you do that over 90 days, you're going to triple and quadruple your business, if not make $100,000 within those 90 days. And you're doing it and you're just all like, yeah, $100,000 is cute. And I'm like, all right, let's go. I love it. So let's talk about that a little bit. Is there any piece of that you could give to the listeners that is like, hey, here's a little nugget, a little full truth on how to go make more money?
Yes, absolutely. And as you mentioned, I just want to point this out. you know, you mentioned my new book, The Seven-Figure Expert. And yes, I definitely cover that in this book and, you know, and in my coaching and so forth. But and I do, of course, want to let folks know where they can get this book for free. So because you're listening to this program, you know, I've covered the cost of the book and, you know, we just ask you to cover the shipping. But it's sevenfigureexpertbook.com. Very easy to remember. Sevenfigureexpertbook.com. Easy to remember.
And the link is down in the bio everywhere, y'all.
Exactly. And by the way, the subtitle is Your Ultimate Guide to a Life of More Impact, Influence, and Financial Freedom. Isn't that what we all want, right? You know, we want more impact. We want to help more people. We want more influence. You know, we want to be able to reach more people. And of course, we want financial freedom. So one of the things that I talk about in the book and in my coaching is talking about systems again. I mean, everything else comes down to systems, but really it comes down to really just two main components, and that is inner game and outer game. Now, whenever we talk about any human endeavor, whether it's business, money, health, relationships, there's always two components, the inner component and the outer component. We just like to say inner game and outer game. So the inner game is everything that happens between your ears that you can't see directly, but it affects everything that you do, right? So I always, for example, if I ask when I'm doing my keynote presentations, you know, I speak to corporations and teams and organizations all around, you know, the country and around the world, virtually or live, whatever it is. And I'll say, what is one area of your life where your beliefs don't affect you? And people say, and I go, exactly. There's no place your beliefs don't affect you, right? Your beliefs affect your health, your wealth, your well-being, you know, your relationships, everything. But you can't see a belief. You can only see the effects of a belief, all right? So that's your inner game. And then you also have your outer game, right? Your outer game is everything you can see directly. So like in marketing, that would be your offers, your funnels, your traffic, you know, the different things that make you money, you know, whether it's online or e-commerce or brick and mortar, whatever it is, it's all basically the same. So here's the point is that most people are either good at one or the other, but if you're only good at one or the other, or of course, if you don't have either of those systems dialed in, that's when you're going to be hitting that income ceiling. I'll give you a quick example. We have a program called the 12-Week Breakthrough, where I help people make more in 12 weeks than they did in the last 12 months while winning their lives back. And I had a woman join. She's an entrepreneur out in Arizona named Tamisa. And, you know, she joined and she was a self-described seminar junkie. That's her words. She said, I've, you know, going to all these seminars, spent all this money. You know, she was doing okay. I mean, she was making six figures, but she just couldn't break through that income ceiling. She just kept hitting her head on that ceiling, you know, no matter how hard she worked or how many seminars she went to. So she joined my 12-Week Breakthrough program. In the first 2 weeks, she tripled her investment. In 2 weeks, hockey stick, right? We hadn't even gotten to the money part yet. And she tripled her investment in 2 weeks. And so the point is, I mean, she went on to have the best year ever of her life and of her business. And the point is that it was because of these systems, right? Inner game and outer game. So the folks listening, I would encourage you to say, do I need help in my inner game? Do I need help in my outer game? More than likely, you probably need both. Most people do.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's really kind of funny, the self-proclaimed like junkie for events and right. Conferences. No, I've been going to conferences since I was 12. My first ever business conference was a SBA conference on how to put a business plan together. And of course, I was the youngest person there. And you know, every year since, I think I've gone to like 2-3 different conferences. I just absolutely love conferences. I love speaking at conferences. So 2020, we took a little bit of a break from conferences. And then like after that, I'm like, oh man, it's been really fun to dive back into all of those. So talk about a little bit, because, you know, you've written 24 books, so you're very well equipped with that. You've read several books, and coming from an avid reader myself, and I've read several books, there are some books that are just like, okay, you're given that half truth, like where's the full truth, where's the meat of it? And then there's books that have like the meat of it. What makes your book different compared to other books that are in the same category?
Yeah, I think it basically goes back to what you just said. I mean, it's very frustrating to me as a consumer or a reader, you know, in the business and personal growth space to basically just get those half-truths or, you know, the 10%, as I call it. And, you know, they didn't say anything wrong, but also wasn't any help. And so the point is what I've done in Seven Figure Expert and with all of my books. And when you go to Amazon and, you know, what's really nice is I have longtime readers who've read a lot of my books and, you know, like get a 5-star review and, you know, the person will say, you know, Noah's books just keep getting better. He always has something new to say. And, you know, he's not just repeating the same thing, which is awfully nice to hear. And actually, I really, really work hard at that. I mean, I really try to make sure that I'm not just regurgitating what everybody else says which is harder than it sounds because, you know, there's so much noise out there and so much information. I really make sure that, and by the way, just to let folks know, we also have, because people ask me this all the time, how'd you write 24 books, number one, and people also say, well, no, I want to write a book. Can you help me write my book? So we actually also have a book done for you service because I got so many people begging me to help me with that or help them with that. And so, you know, we do that also. We actually create your book for you. So like, for example, right now I'm working with a stem cell doctor in Nashville and we're writing a book on anti-aging. And he told me that he had been thinking about writing this book for 10 years. Well, we got it done for him in 6 weeks.
Oh my
God. So you've gone for 10 years.
Just ready to call you. I've rewritten my book 3 times. So
oh, let's do it, man.
Published, but I'm like,
let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I mean, and also not for nothing, but we also build your funnel for you. So we have a funnel building service as well. So see that what's amazing is, you know, I've written so many of these books, you can see behind me, some of the books I've written, and you know, most of them are about inner game because I've helped my clients add over $2 billion over the last 25 years. And 95% of that money came because I taught them how to master their inner game. So it's counterintuitive. Most people are very focused on the outer game of marketing and sales and all that stuff, which is of course important, you have to do it. But what's so funny is, I'll give you another example. I was working with a CEO of a company and his company was making at 7 figures, but it kept hitting that ceiling. It had not grown for 4 years. Doing well, 7 figures, right? But boom, boom, and he had spent all this money, gone to all the marketing gurus. He heard me speak at a conference. He hired me on the spot, literally hired me. That's why I love working with, you know, high performers. They make decisions quickly and firmly. They don't dilly-dally. He said, Noah, you're the coach I've been looking for. He hired me. I coached him for 1.5 years. And in that time, his company went from being stuck at the 7-figure level for the previous, you know, 4 years to over $20 million in sales in less than 18 months. That's a 600% increase, you know, to the tune of, you know, 8 figures. And really 95% of that was inner game. So I want people to realize, the folks listening, that, you know, what does this mean for you? It means don't ignore your inner game. Make sure you're giving it the attention that it deserves.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, so do you find it pretty common within the high level individuals that you coach, a common trait being the capability to make decisions quickly and go from idea to decision to action?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Napoleon Hill wrote about that, you know, over 100 years ago in Think and Grow Rich. And, you know, he said, the leaders in all walks of life make decisions quickly and firmly. What I like to say is procrastination is the assassination of your destination. And so the point is, if you're procrastinating, you're just taking money out of your own pocket, really. And you listen, I mean, I've made millions, I've lost millions, I've made tons of bad decisions, and I've made a few good decisions. So, you know, I think most people are just afraid to fail and they're afraid to make a bad decision. And, you know, my advice is, you're going to make bad decisions, just make them. Let's just get it over with, you know, and fail faster. Because I can't tell you how many things that I've tried and failed at and tried and failed at. And then, you know, after a while, you figure it out and you're like, oh, that wasn't so bad. You know, of course, the point is you want to, you know, hire a coach or a mentor who's made all those mistakes, and so that you can learn from their mistakes, because a smart person learns from their own mistakes, but a wise person learns from others' mistakes.
No, absolutely. I love that. You know, fail fast, fail forward.
Exactly.
Like that. And I can't even remember. I think it's a book, but fail fast, fail forwards. Absolutely. Tried and true. So in closing, I love asking this question because I love hearing the advice that comes from it. What is a piece of advice that you love to give to people? And what's a piece of advice that people need to hear more often?
Well, I would reiterate something I said a moment ago, which is you've got to master your inner game and your outer game. And most people are doing one or the other. The problem is you really do have to do both. And the problem with that is that when you're, you know, getting those half-truths or, you know, the gurus from social media, you're getting a lot of smoke and mirrors. And I paid them over $500,000 only to find they can't teach their way out of a paper bag. And so, you know, you really have to vet the people that you hire to coach you or mentor you. And here's a very simple way to do it. Just make sure that whoever it is that you decide to hire as a coach or a mentor has other success stories other than themselves. Because when you look at these gurus, their number one, if not only, success stories themselves. Hey, look at my helicopter. Hey, look at my private jet. Hey, look at my car. Look at my boat. Look at my yacht. Aren't I awesome? And I'm like, yeah, you're awesome. Have you helped anybody else? All that proves is you're a great self-promoter. But have you helped anyone else make money? And the answer usually is not so much, right? So that's why I'd rather brag about my clients. If you notice my examples that I gave about my clients, not me, because yes, of course I've made money, but who cares? Isn't it more important to have a system that can work for anyone versus, hey, look at all this money I've made? But see, people don't think that way. They think, oh, well, if he's made money, then he can teach me how to make money. Usually not so much. Nope. Not really.
Because half the time, they don't even remember how they did it. They're like, I don't really know.
Or they just don't want to tell you. They just don't want to tell you. They're like, thanks for your money. I'll put it in my plane now. You know, I put gas in my plane. It's like, dude. You know, and so, but see, that's the thing. Those images are very seductive. I got seduced by them. I paid them hundreds of thousands of dollars. Let me find out there's no there there. Yep. It's like, what? You didn't tell me anything. So anyway, just make sure you find a person who has a system. And the way to do that is very simple. Have they helped other people? That's how you know it's a system.
I absolutely love that. It's one of those things. It's like when you're making decisions, look at the ROI, the return on investment. You put in X amount of dollars, you put in X amount of time. What is your legit ROI out of that? Now, that ROI, you have to take into consideration a lot of different factors. You have to take in your time and your expenses and then the longevity of when you're going to see a rate of return and so many different things. But when you're vetting people, you have to look at the actual ROI on paper, the tangibility of the success that they're telling people about or that they're saying that they can't.
Got it.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Noah, thank you so much for coming on. Everybody, all of the links are down below. Go give him a follow. Go get that book. I'm about to go buy a whole bunch more books. I did not realize that you have written 24 books. That is amazing. So I know I'm going to add a couple to my list and start getting through some of those as well. But y'all make sure to leave a 5-star review if you got any kind of value out of this podcast. Share it with a friend. Y'all, we all know somebody that needs to hear more full truths inside of their business, more full truths within their life. We all know somebody who is struggling, who wants to create more, who wants to do better. And getting advice from a gentleman like Dr. Noah St. John, like it's invaluable. You cannot put a price tag on that. So go pick up his latest book. Go pick up some of his other books. Go give him a follow. All of the links are down below. Make sure to, once again, subscribe to this podcast. And we're going to have some new episodes coming soon with some really amazing guests. And we're looking forward to all of it. Y'all have a phenomenal day. And we'll see y'all soon.